brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Says there's no proof Syrian government behind chemical weapons attack. The word is bombing within days. Forces without UN blatant violation of international law. Again, if they don't have UN authorization, Assad, American military will fail like in Vietnam. Strikes would trigger chaos, threaten world security. Chemical attacks evidence may have been destroyed, the UN and others are now saying. That is just some of the news on that front. It, of course, is Monday, the 26th day of August 2013, and we are going to have several informative guests joining us today. Dr. Jerome Corsi will be with us for about 45 minutes of the next hour, interspersed with news and your phone calls. And then Greg Palas is going to be popping in with some big financial banking news that's going to be breaking here on the transmission, dealing with Larry Summers, who Obama wants to head up the Treasury Department. You could not find one person who you could say is more of an architect of the derivatives fraud, the mortgage fraud, the too-big-to-fail scams that took place with the end of Glass-Steagall and the planning of this caper. So he's the perfect person to oversee the continued controlled demolition of our economy. So that is coming up as well today. Obviously, when we come back in the next big segment, I'm going to get into the huge developments on the Syria front. I'm going to get more into the document itself and the story we covered yesterday. DOD training manual, extremist founding fathers would not be welcome in today's military. And actually, I'm going to show you on screen the document itself that Judicial Watch sued and was able to get. I mean, just to illustrate how dangerous and illegal and illegitimate the criminals are that run our government. That on record, they prepare for war with veterans, gun owners, libertarians, constitutionalists, basically anyone who is not a globalist collaborator. And if you click on that first blue link right there, it will pull up the big PDF file, 130-something pages, so you can read what military officers are being taught officially by the Department of Defense. And I covered this some yesterday, but I want to get more into it today and open the phones up. I'm going to bring this up to Corsi. I'm going to bring it up to Palace, even though they're on about other issues. And I want to talk specifically when I give the phone number out in the next segment to active serving military to get your take on what's being taught. And then if you get the FBI manuals that they're giving the local police that have been on record for 5 years, reported on by the Washington Post, you name it, we broke it, but my point is, it's mainstream news. They say the veterans are the main enemy, and that private property groups, I mean, it's just incredible treason. And we have to have the wake-up call that we really do have vicious authoritarians. Well, of course, I mean, they're taking over. They control the economy. The select corporations do. They can get unlimited trillions. Of course they hate any of us that want due process and freedom and don't want a criminal system. The criminals aren't going to just let us keep living in a free country. They're not going to let you have private property. They want to make you poor so that you can't challenge them. They want to bankrupt you. It isn't that they just don't care about prosperity. They actively wage war on it. That is so essential. That as things get worse and worse, we get the word out and illustrate what Agenda 21 is. It's the act of consolidation of wealth to make us destitute for social engineering. Not to just make us a permanent peasant class, to make us peasants to then phase in the dehumanization after the deindustrialization.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Coming in with some Seasons of the Abyss, because that's what we'll end up having if the globalists get their way and kick off a wider war with Syria, which will bring in Russia and possibly China. But that's what they want. Ladies and gentlemen, just minutes ago, we're going to play the clip here in a moment. We were taping it. The Communist News Network had McCain live on there saying, we don't want just cruise missile bombardments from our missile cruisers and aircraft carriers. I want full bombardment against Assad. For the children, of course. I mean, absolutely incredible to see this type of stuff going on. And the evidence is mounting that it was staged by the rebels who've been caught 3 separate times, caught on record staging chemical attacks where it came out that it was their chemicals, not Russian, not Syrian chemicals, and was done for PR. And they've been blowing up whole markets full of men, women, and children. They have outdoor markets there, some of the most ancient markets in the world, some of the most ancient continually operated markets in the world, over 3,000 years old. They have been bombing mosques, killing hundreds at a time. They have been bombing, you name it. And Obama comes out a year ago and says, a year ago to the date of last week's chemical attack in Damascus, in the middle of a crowded city, who knows who did it? Well, they know that. It's hard to figure out. He comes out and he says, if you have a chemical attack, I will bombard you. I am the man of peace. I am the prince of peace. I am the Nobel Peace Prize winner. What a sick joke. And then a year later, there'd already been one chemical attack. There were two more after that. And then now you have this big, spectacular event targeting civilians. And within hours, the Assad regime, the government, says, yes, send in the UN inspectors. And they say, no, it's too late. Then UN inspectors show up and get shot at by snipers. Because this is in a war zone, ladies and gentlemen. This is in a zone there in Syria where there has been over a year of fighting going back with both sides in a proxy war. And in the last 6 months, U.S. troops have been massing in Turkey, massing in Jordan, and infiltrating hundreds of thousands of jihadis with CIA and other NATO and MI6, Special Air Services people behind them with all sorts of TOW missiles, Stinger-type missiles, heat-seeking anti-aircraft. I mean, it is on against Russian Spetsnaz that are there advising them. So it's a proxy war with NATO against Russia. This is all part of the encircling of Russia. And it's not America against Russia. It's America run by NATO, on record, the biggest world narcotics traffickers, white slavery traffickers, that's kidnapped children, folks, on record. I mean, they run the drugs into Europe, they run them into the U.S., the whole nine yards against the Russians, who, again, the Russians aren't perfect either. I don't live in Russia, never been to Russia. Russia has a terrible gangster government culture, but they can't even get their act together to be the high-tech tyranny that the New World Order is. And so you've got a hijacked America. A hijacked republic and our military being used to back up hardcore, even the Council on Foreign Relations admits, around 60% of the jihadi fighters that have been injected in by the West in the last 2.5+ years are al-Qaeda. And we've got videos that we've aired of them with captured tanks flying, al-Qaeda flags, just absolutely murdering, blowing up churches, chopping Christians' heads off, blowing up synagogues, blowing up mosques, blowing up churches. There are confirmed reports where they stop truck drivers on the road, and if you're not a Wahhabist Sunni, they just kill you right there on the spot. The West is funding the most radical, nasty people in the world to go into there and butcher the place, just like Lawrence of Arabia and British intelligence were funded to go into Damascus previously and burn the place down. And what year did the British go into Damascus and torch it? What year was that with Lawrence of Arabia? The whole point is that this is amazing what is going on, and they're saying it's for children. Oh, look, they're nerve gassed, and they put it all over the television. Whenever Western forces kill children, you try to put it on your YouTube channel, or you try to put it on your website, they try to shut your site down. But whenever they want a war, they parade the dead children all over TV. And let me tell you, folks, it really freaks me out to know the evidence is overwhelming that our supposed government, run by globalists, undoubtedly the evidence is overwhelming. Because they've been caught doing it before, they have the motive, they stand to gain. So many pieces of evidence that the timing, the U.S. troops massing, the Qatari troops massing, the Saudi troops massing, the French troops massing, the British troops massing, saying they're getting ready to go in, and then right on time they say, if you use nerve gas, chemical weapons, we will bombard you and invade you. And Assad goes, chemical weapons aren't even good against other militaries in civilian areas. I have these legally and lawfully. I'm not about to use them. The Russians are at the bases guarding them. Just in case you try to blow it up, you'll kill Russian soldiers, which has already happened when they Israel cruise missiled about a month and a half ago. Some of the surface-to-ship missiles that they had there on their coast. This is a big deal. So back in 1918, a bunch of Saudi Arabians on camels funded by the British government, went in and basically took over Syria and murdered tens of thousands as well. And it's just a replay of that. Go in, wreck the place, because nobody's allowed to have a country but the New World Order, and those are countries that they've already captured and that they're sucking dry. We're all occupied by Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, the Bank of England, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, the House of Orange. They're all intermarried. It's all a disgusting joke to these people. And the average American just hears, oh, that's that bad guy that used chemical weapons on those kids. Oh, good, we're the good guys. Go in there. And they're going to wreck the place and turn it over to Al-Qaeda. And they're also selling the idea of, if anybody has chemical weapons or nuclear weapons other than the New World Order, you're going to be bombarded, you're going to be attacked, you're going to be invaded. This is global governance. That sovereign countries sitting there will have the West, like Libya, Syria, Egypt, you name it, go stage riots, fund the opposition with weapons. Our media will call them demonstrators and activists when they blow up police stations. You mean you'll be watching CNN when they kill 25 cops in Egypt, the Al-Qaeda people, and they'll call them activists, and they'll show them with machine guns shooting people on their activists. I mean, this is so sick. It is so sick. Egypt was doing nothing to America. Libya was doing nothing to America, had apologized, given billions in reparations, signed over the whole country to the big banks. And they're like, that's not enough, buddy. We're going to take you down now. But in the case of Egypt, that was a Western-installed group they removed to put in the destabilizing Muslim Brotherhood and their Al-Qaeda. By the way, it's Al-Qaeda. We see the videos. We post them. We've played them here of them burning down the churches, crucifying people, beheading people, throwing them off roofs, killing hundreds of Christians a day for the last 2 years straight, burning down churches every day. There's not really a church left in Egypt. The army's promising to rebuild it, so Obama cut off the funds. And I'm not even for foreign aid. Because it's only used to put evil people in. See, as soon as there's not evil in charge, then they hold back the money. So don't let them have the money for foreign aid, because they're only going to use it to put evil people in. Because the globalists want to bring things down so they can buy it up cheap. They're at war with humanity and progress. They're the opposite of a renaissance. They are a post-industrial neo-dark ages. They are neo-feudalistic, scientific, militarized corporatists who are the absolute enemy of all good. They are a spirit of evil. That's why they dominate. It takes a spirit of liberty to challenge them. People ask, what's the solution? It's having a spirit of resistance and a spirit of justice. It's becoming virtuous people again. It's becoming honorable again. If you had the spirit of God in you, the spirit of liberty, you would be outraged by the Homeland Security coming out and saying gun owners are terrorists, and DOD documents that are public with Judicial Watch openly saying George Washington would not be welcome in today's army. He was bad. Literally, this is, I'm going to cover this and show the document for people watching on TV. But if you, the fact that you're not outraged by that, if you're a new listener, you just think it's all funny. You have a spirit of being dominated, a spirit of not being able to man up and be threatened by tyranny and then automatically spring into action to resist it because you're insecure about yourself. I'm not talking to our main listeners. I'm talking to folks that live in denial. You don't believe in yourself. You are nothing but a hedonist at best. Most people aren't even living. They're like jellyfish. And so they hear all this talk and feel so overpowered by it, they just think, well, I can't do anything. I'll just stand down. If you had the spirit of liberty in you, you would automatically be resisting in different ways, and you would get better and better at resisting, and then we would defeat this system very, very quickly. But you've got to have a fire in the gut, a fire in the mind. That's what Thomas Jefferson talked about. That's what George Washington talked about. I have a fire in my mind. Literally, I burn with liberty in my mind. It's burning. It's animating. It's the word's not possession. I'm overtaken by it. I burn in my mind. And then my belly just is satisfied saying, yes, resist them. You're doing good. You're honorable. My belly is satisfied, giving me strength. You're doing the right thing. And my mind is on fire, saying, oh, all of your faculties here. This is the brain God gave you. This is what it's designed to do. You want to be awake? You want to have discernment? You are given discernment. And it's a fire. It's a fire.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Chef 5-Minute Meals, the complete self-contained bug-out meal. No water needed to rehydrate this survival food. Everything for a hot home-style meal is already included. Steaming hot in just 5 minutes, anytime, anywhere. Perfect for disasters or distress, yet great for every day. Shelf-stable for 5 years without refrigeration. For a limited time, buy a 12-pack of assorted meals and get free shipping to the lower 48. Order at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video-cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video-cam.
With over 3,000 years of historic use, pure silver continues to be one of nature's most reliable and effective agents against fighting viruses, mold, fungus, bacteria, pathogens, and parasites. At Silver Lungs, we have developed a reliable and easy-to-use full production system for creating endless pure nano-silver solutions right from the convenience and comfort of your home. Your self-produced nano-silver solutions can be applied topically to the skin. For many who are new to silver that wish to try silver for the first time, we offer a full line of consumables and cosmetics, such as our 2-ounce nano-silver nasal sprays, our nano-silver soap, and our most popular product, the all-natural nano-silver gel. Visit www.silverlungs.com to learn more about the industry-leading technology of the Silver Lung system. That's www.silverlungs.com.
All right, folks, I am your host, Alex Jones. We're back live here. Let me just read some of the headlines about what's happening in Syria. And then I'm going to contrast it with a globalist master plan for the globe. That's why they want you dumbed down, drugged through the GMO, the fluoride, the aspartame, is because if you're really awake and conscious, you're going to want to control your own destiny, and then that gets in the way of the technocrats dominating and controlling the future development of the planet. The oligarchs just believe they're entitled to rule and run everything and are completely cold-blooded and all compete with each other on who can be the nastiest and the most evil. And when you get rid of checks and balances, you turn all of them loose and all of their minions loose to build their own little sub-empires of tyranny and mismanagement. Assad says accusations that Syria used chemical weapons against logic. And he went on to say, why on earth, when they say they're going to invade us and are looking for an excuse, why on earth would I use something against civilians that isn't even good militarily? Absolutely. Chemical weapons are only good if thousands of troops are pouring across a line and you can see them and you fly over and spray them. And then they're going to have gas masks and stuff. It's a purely, I mean, all the motives are for the globalists. The globalists have a history of staging things, a history of lying. I have a Friedrich Nietzsche quote here. You know, he said, that which does not kill you only makes you stronger. He also said a history of false flags or staged terror attacks used to manipulate the minds of the people and individuals. Insanity is rare, but in groups, parties, nations, and in larger thoughts, it is the rule, epochs. Friedrich Nietzsche. Absolutely. That is so true what he said. Because it's mass psychology, and you're just, well, everybody else says Assad must die. And the average American literally can't even find Syria on a map, on record. Much less name their state capital. But they just, there's a guy, he wears a suit and tie, but he's a little brown, so, I mean, even brown people are like, let's kill him because he's different than us. And you know, let's get behind, he hurt those kids. Really, can you find Damascus? Do you know about Damascus? Do you know where it is? Do you know about the 2.5-year proxy war, the war crime being committed? Do you know about the rebels being caught? Senators bombing Syria, responsibility of civilized nations everywhere. That's a Kurt Nemo article up on Infowars.com. And that's a quote by one of the senators, that it's the responsibility of civilized nations everywhere to bomb them immediately. Here's another one. Syria's Assad says U.S. military will fail if it intervenes. I'm going to go through some of these quotes. The statements made by the politicians in the U.S. and other Western countries represent an insult to common sense and neglect of the public opinion of citizens in those countries. It's nonsense. First, they bring charges, and then they collect evidence. And it's one of the most powerful countries that does it, the U.S. They accuse us on Wednesday, and only 2 days, the American leadership announces they've started to collect the evidence. They accuse our army of using chemical weapons in the area that's reportedly controlled by the terrorists. Yes, it's on record. That area is held by the al-Qaeda forces. In fact, there is no precise front line between the army and the insurgents in that area. And how can a government use chemical weapons or any other weapons of mass destruction in the area where government troops are concentrated? This is against elementary logic. Well, buddy, Assad, don't use logic. By the way, I misspoke Friday. I said Assad's father, it came out on Telegraph and BBC, would send him InfoWars stories, his father-in-law in England. And it came out that the regime, you know, reads our site and passes it around and says, this is the truth. Listen, I don't just go along with, oh, Assad thinks I'm telling the truth. He must be a good guy. I don't think Assad's a good guy. He's a lot better than his father. He was democratizing the country. But that's what allowed the West to infiltrate. Okay? And I guess his dad did do brutal stuff, but I guess it was that or let Saudi Arabia send in jihadis to kill everybody and be about 1,000 times worse. So does it become a lesser of two evils? I'm not going to endorse that idea. My point here is that this was a stabilizing force in the region, but it's not run by the New World Order, so it's being taken down. And he goes on with very well, I mean, all I know is I find no fault with what they're doing and what they're saying. It's the truth from our research, our evidence, our sources. And it continues to turn out that they're telling the truth. But just common sense, I don't take Assad's word for it. It's an area where battles are going on. And then civilians get nerve gassed, and the West is like, when they nerve gas, we're going to invade. They've already invaded with proxy soldiers. When we come back, I'm going to play you a clip of McCain. Then I'm going to give the phone number out. I want to talk to active duty military personnel or people that recently got out of the military about the DOD training manual saying extremist founding fathers would not be welcome in today's military. It's unbelievable. It's a 130-something page document. We're going to go over some of that as well. But I'm going to get back with McCain after this break.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Just In Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern here weekdays, back 7 o'clock every night with InfoWars Nightly News and my great news team, and back Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. Central live as well. I want to give the number out here for military personnel to give your take. If you're current or just recently got out, your take on the chemical attack, what you think about it, where you think all this is going. And then it'll be another country. They'll say, oh, they did a chemical attack. And then, oh, the patriots in America, the gun owners, they did bombings. They've all got to be arrested. See, we told you they're the terrorists. That's how this false flag stuff works. As Nietzsche said, a history of false flag attacks used to manipulate the minds of the people. In individuals, insanity is rare, but in groups, parties, nations, and epochs, it is the rule. Friedrich Nietzsche. I guess an epoch's a mass thought or awakening of thought. And I guess you blow up your own battleship, attack Spain, 1898, attack Spanish holdings. You say the ships are attacked in 64, you go to war with Vietnam. I mean, it's just over and over and over and over. And sometimes they don't even attack the ships. They just said they were attacked. like in the case of Gulf of Tonkin. In this case, clearly they killed some kids, but then BBC ran photos of dead Iraqis from 2003 saying it was the dead Syrians and got caught doing it and said, oh, that was an accident. So they could show a big warehouse with hundreds of dead, not dozens of dead. And then now we don't even know. It looks like it wasn't thousands that were killed. It looks like it was hundreds. And it happened in an area that was held by the rebels. And it just doesn't matter. It's, well, we got to do something. We got to do something. Assad's killing his own people. Obama, you know, we got to get behind the Muslim Brotherhood who's blowing up churches. And our media won't tell anybody they're the ones attacking. And the American people are so dumbed down, so lazy, that I've seen national polls out where upwards of 70% say they don't want to attack Syria. So I guess in a way, actually, the public isn't dumbed down. But it's still kind of like, yeah, I'm against it, but that's over there, you know, 7,000 miles away or whatever, 6,000, 7,000 miles away. I mean, what's the big deal? And this is, imagine turning a country over where Jews, Christians, Muslims of all types live in peace for hundreds of years over to Al-Qaeda so they could just run around. And I watch the videos of these guys with their shaved heads and their Al-Qaeda beards just murdering men, women, and children and just getting away with it. And our media covers it up, and it makes me very angry. This morning, I went down to the hike and bike trail to jog, and driving in, I saw little kids getting on school buses at like 7:45 in the morning, and they were so innocent, they were so sweet. And I saw group after group lined up with their parents being put on the bus for the first time, groups of what looked like kindergartners and first graders, and how innocent they were and how innocent the parents were. They all looked like children. We really are a nation of naive children, that's what it is, who've had it so good so long, we have no idea what's done in our name and what our taxes fund worldwide, pure evil. Pure crystalline evil. And I get angry every time I see groups of innocent children. As a warrior, as any man's supposed to be, as a defender, I fundamentally just seethe with energy to resist tyranny. To the point of I go in 100 different directions, like the Tasmanian devil, you know, out of Warner Brothers. I just cannot understand how people are not fundamentally wounded by what's going on and then spurred to take action. They could have a gun to my head and say, shut up or you're dead. I couldn't shut up about tyranny. And I just don't get people that don't even care, and they laugh at those of us that care. We're weak. They're strong that they don't care. While everything good about America is being dismantled right now, the prosperity, the future, the individualism, collectivism's being brought in. I want to hear from military, active military, Army, Marines, Navy, you name it. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air. 800-259-9231. I want to tell you about a couple of sponsors, and I'll finish up with the Assad news. Mentioned the DOD training manual, extremist founding fathers would not be welcome in today's military. I want to ask active duty or people that just got out so they can currently talk about the situation, their view on it. What is it like? Because I ran into so many special forces people. Ran into one last night who said, oh, yeah, the special forces community, you can always tell when these guys are real versus somebody saying they are. Really, I don't ever run anybody who's being a fake special forces person. They just say, oh, it's horrible that we fund Al-Qaeda. We've known for decades and hate it. And it's just absolutely destroyed morale and is a terrible thing. And, yeah, no, everything you say is, you know, pretty much accurate. And we're just trying to think, what do we do? How do we change this? America is so immoral, the general public can't even understand basic logic. It's just what Assad said. He's like, well, you're saying if we use chemical weapons, you're going to invade us. Why would I use it in a civilian area anyways? It defies logic. That's what the special forces guys always say to me. Because you got to be smart to be involved in all that and be able to run all those codes and have all those missions and, you know, work 18 hours a day, 7 days a week sometimes. Sometimes work 3 days in a row. I mean, it's just they know. That's why they're our biggest group of listeners. If they hear this show, they know I'm not baloney pushing here. I mean, we're in trouble, ladies and gentlemen. The entire federal government's been taken over and spends all their time hiring bizarre weirdo radicals in the billion-round weapons procurement who want race war in America. That came out in mainstream news last week in the Atlantic Wire. That's who they're hiring as weirdo communist and black nationalist and just weird Muslim radicals to run Homeland Security. I used to hear this stuff and think that's crazy. No, that's actually who they're getting. I'm living in the Twilight Zone here, ladies and gentlemen. And then the government spends all day demonizing the founding fathers and private property and homeschooling. And they go into state police all over the country with straight face going, the Christians are your enemy. We expect them to attack. The homeschoolers are evil. And it's just, and they don't care that a bunch of the state police then end up resigning or leaving or getting demoted because they're going to build their army against us. And they are. I mean, do you understand? This is real. This is not a game. I've got an hour-long Army PsyOps video from 1962 that we've posted on InfoWars before that they declassified about 6-7 years ago. And you look at how they take over a third world country, that's what they're doing here. Except in the training video, the training film, it's how to fight communists. They're using all those systems to bring in communism, but only in the grassroots. Offshore bankers control it and are exempt from the taxes and the law, sucking everything out as a tool to absolutely bankrupt us to make us slaves. And I'm sitting here watching the U.S. with basically vampires sucking the blood out, and the United States is in a coma right now, and the vampires are slurping as hard as they can to get the last bits of blood, and the heart's barely beating, and the trendies are dancing in the streets begging to fully bring it down, folks. They have no idea the manifest hell that they're going to bring in. And let me tell you, we will pay for 53 million abortions. We will pay for turning all these countries over to Al-Qaeda. We will pay. And it will all be visited upon us. And the globalists even know that. That's why they've set up a system where they'll get us next. And then they play the part of God doing all this. It's unbelievable. 800-259-9231. Briefly, with all this craziness going on, I have eFoodsDirect.com. food/Alex to find the free shipping and the specials because of all the stuff going on, the economy, the wars, all of it. I hope, I pray I never have to use it. But the point is that we should all be self-sufficient. The globalists want to make us not self-sufficient. The answer is have skills, have food, be as self-sufficient as you can. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find their fantastic, high-quality, sortable foods. Wide spectrum, one of the biggest selections out there, 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. They got a bunch of specials, and they are running free shipping right now on a whole bunch of their deals. Find out more at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Also, I want to tell you about Simply Safe. There are some real scams out there in the alarm industry, as you know. You need to protect your home. But do it right. Don't ever sign a contract for a freebie alarm. Get the best home security in America and save thousands with my friends at Simply Safe. Yeah, they give you a big contract and then say, oh, but we're giving you a free alarm. No long-term contracts, no hidden fees, and you get 24/7 protection for less than $15 a month. Get my special discount plus a free keychain remote, $25 free gift value. Visit simplysafe.com. That's get Simply Safe. The word's get, simplysafe.com. Get, one word, get simplysafe.com. Get simplysafe.com. And please don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, to support the broadcast by spreading the word, by supporting our local AM and FM affiliates, by going to InfoWarsStore.com to get the high-quality Southern Hemisphere brown seaweed that's so good for the body, to get the ProPure water filters, the best gravity-fed stainless steel filters out there, 10% off with promo code WATER, the lowest price out there, blows the competition away in side-by-side comparisons. See the side-by-side comparisons at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the LifeStraw, the best, most inexpensive, high-quality in-the-field water filter that just fits in your pocket. That's at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free. They can answer all your questions, take your orders over the phone, all the great books and films, Patriot Apparel, the magazines, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or InfoWarsShop.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, I kind of go off on a jag. I don't mean to just get up here and start ranting about all the things that are happening. It's just, how do you not get excited about the globalists clearly staging a chemical attack in Syria, and now Assad saying we're going to fight. There's Russians there. It's all part of encircling Russia. The Pentagon plan's public. It's not America attacking Russia through proxies. It's the bankers who don't fully run Russia. And the thing is, Russia could turn itself over to the New World Order. They're not going to back off. They're going after the family. They're going after the churches. This is a corporate takeover, a corporate hack of reality, a hack of the environment, a hack of the global genome, not just the Homo sapiens sapien genome, a corporate rewrite, a group playing God, hyper-intelligent, cold-blooded, sociopaths slash genetic psychopaths, inbreeding elite families of every major culture, fusing into the fist of Satan. I mean, that's really the only way I can describe them. And they have an absolute drive to hammer humanity and irrevocably damage us. That is their spirit. You go, why? Why did every inbred elite do the same thing on a smaller scale in history? Every culture had psycho devil kings with huge human sacrifices, burning pits full of children, skull devil worship, burning cities, mass murder, rape, death. I mean, that's what they do. And we always let them take over and run things and bow to them. And they always rip our guts out. You must not submit to them. You must resist them. You must stand against them. We're under attack. I don't know how else I'm supposed to explain this to you. Drums, drums, drums in the deep. They are coming. This is not a game, ladies and gentlemen. You're in a war. You turn the television on, you're under attack. You put your kids in public school, you're under attack. You go into Walmart, you're under attack. You breathe the air, you're under attack. Eat the GMO, you're under attack. You drink the water, you're under attack. It's total attack. And if you're in the military and the New World Order and these corporate systems, you're under even greater attack. You're even more closely watched. There's no winning. Even the top 10 New World Order servants will be destroyed by their master. If you don't believe in the devil, it doesn't matter. A mass psychology, a mob psychology, a mass meme, a cognitive mass brain effect, hive mind, all the terms the globalists use, they're aware of all that and they're programming the subconscious, programming the dark, wicked archetypes so they control the world because they resonate with it. It's who they are. You've got to just understand they're evil. Why do good people always get abused by con artists and criminals? Because they expect other people to be good. They expect other people to be like them. Why do women get in the car with a serial killer? Because he's sharp-dressed. Because he looks nice. He's well-spoken. He's sharp-dressed. It's the same thing. We're in a crisis. 800-259-9231. We're going to go to your calls. Corey is active Army. Dave is retired police, U.S. Capitol Security. David's active Army in Hawaii. Joe, Mike's ex-Army Ranger, chemical warfare, Iraq. We're going to go to all of you. Briefly, here's McCain on CNN just about an hour ago. This is McCain saying, hey, we don't need just cruise missiles. We need to bomb that place up one side and down the other. Here it is.
President Obama.
The President of the United States over a year ago said that if Bashar Assad used chemical weapons, it crosses a red line. We know for sure that he's used them at least once.
Oh!
Now here's the second time.
Total lie.
Horrific. Horrific. And if the United States stands by and doesn't take very serious action, not just launching some cruise missiles, then again, our credibility in the world is diminished even more, if there's any left.
A White House sports source today told CNN the president has already...
What is it about CNN, like most of their broadcasters are British? I'd be like, if I went to England, everybody was American. It'd be weird. I guess we should just go back to the Queen running America. I guess is what we do here now. Exactly. Yeah, they think it makes you sound smarter to have some go... I mean, I could talk in that voice if you'd like. The point is that... Let's go to your phone calls. And they show before that all the U.S. ships massing and the Russian ships massing. I mean, this is biblical. Let's go to Corey in Connecticut, who's active Army. Then we'll go to everybody else. Corey, thanks for calling in. You're on the air. What's your take on all this?
Hey, what's going on, Alex? The big take here, you got me fired up, especially with that McCain message. I just love to even call out McCain right out on the air now and say that he's a liar, because even back in 06 and 07, for our deployments, especially with 10th Group Special Forces and the chemical warfare guys, they were noticing that Mosul, being 45 minutes from each section of the border of Syria and Iran, was going to be the choke point, the funnel point, after they got everybody out of Baghdad. So I'm going to just call that out and say that's complete garbage, because they were funneling the weapons in right through that city, and they still are. But the other issue was that I wanted to bring up in topic. I'm going to be shooting a YouTube video tonight about this. Is the big warning signal is pretty much military contracting. You have to have a contract before you enter into a country and or start sending in companies like Halliburton, like with Dick Cheney, what he was doing with Iraq. But there's a huge issue with that is that those are pretty much the warning signals. What companies are already contracted to go into Syria? These, I mean, 3-6 months in advance, they have to have the contracts up to get these guys on the ground. And even still and currently with Afghanistan and Iraq, here you have John McCain stating, oh, chemical weapons, blah, 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 were used by Assad. Well, I'm again calling BS on that because if you look today, there was another, I believe, a Twitter account on MSNBC or something like that, to where one of the guys from the Al-Nusra Front came out literally just a few hours ago and stated that, yes, we have strongholds that are being held at the Syrian-Iraq border and that they are moving them into Syria through Iraq.
Well, that's what I was about to say, is that it's actually come out in the back of the paper quite a bit that in Jordan and over on the Iraq border and in Turkey, that they have U.S. military bases there training the al-Qaeda and jihadis to inject them. But as you said, the main area is out of Iraq. And that Israel, it came out, has ambulances and other gear and they're in the Golan and are actually helping them as well. I mean, this they've got Syria surrounded, and it's so incredible. What do people you know in the military, what are they saying about this?
Right now, Alex, even here in the States, I know people are going to get angry at me, but even the 06 levels and above now are starting to really grasp what DHS is doing here right in the state. And they're pretty much stating that the National Guard is going to have a secondary portion access to any operations that they're doing, that they're going to be running full-scale stuff through DHS here in the state of Connecticut. And the reason that they held back on that through here in Massachusetts and Rhode Island, obviously we have a liberal state up here. But the issue that I see coming up with this is that the fact that DHS is going to take full information and control of domestic civil unrest if it comes to be, which these are the operations that they are currently working on here. And I've already been outspoken about that. It's actually started to bother myself and other individuals because they're seeing this now happen, even up to the 06 level.
Do you think it'll help that myself and others for 18 years since I learned of this covert program, now that it's coming to a head, does it help that we told everybody over and over again and made all these viral films that this was coming, that now it's coming, that they would use an outside threat, they would flip it to domestic groups? For those that don't know the military parlance you're using or nomenclature, they're openly merging the military now with Homeland Security, and the public training target is gun owners, veterans, conservatives, libertarians, not jihadis. And the fact is, what you're saying is the military is now beginning to really get concerned and realize that this is a treasonous action.
Absolutely, Alex. And heart to heart, everything you're doing, I have to say, is on point. It is on key. You're not over the top when you're speaking about this. And I really appreciate the way that you present your information. And it is true. It is working. It is helping out people here. I'm passing, like I said, Facebook links, anything we can add on to basically help get this message forward that this inaction is being basically taking over our state here and even in New England and all across the country. You're absolutely right when you hit that point.
Well, God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call, Corey. I don't know what the globalists are going to do because it's now more than half of the people I walk by in uniform or they're across the street. They could be officers, enlisted, non-commissioned officers. They just run over. And they say, almost everybody we know is awake. But then I run into other pockets who are not awake. It's always veterans, people that have been in a while that are awake. The only ones I run into that don't know what's going on are people that just got in. And then they're all on a power trip or whatever half the time. And that's who they've got running checkpoints and stuff. But even they start to wake up. Look, here's what's going to happen. They're taking over Syria with false flags. They've launched every major war with false flags. Hitler started World War II with false flags. Every indicator is they're going to stage big false flags and blame it on the American resistance. Okay? I mean, they're saying that gun owners, veterans groups are going to start killing police and bombing things. They're either going to provocateur mentally ill people to do it, but that won't be a big enough body count. They'll probably have some of that as well simultaneously. Some wind-up toys. Maybe even mind control type folks. That's an old technology, but it's probably going to be big. Nerve gas, bioweapon, low-yield nuke. And it'll be, hey, Alex Jones supporter. You already see him getting ready saying the Boston bombers were because of me. And you already see him saying I'm behind everything else because I know the program. And they know the military is listening to me. So there's a good chance when they nuke a city, I'm not joking here, This is what I really think they may do, just studying them 24-7, eat, drinking, and sleeping this. They'll nuke a city and then say, Alex Jones was taken into custody. The person that we believe nuked it, you know, John Brown or whatever it is, Tom Brown or whatever, they'll make up some name, was getting info to Jones. It'll be Jones died in custody. He resisted. And I guess that's a merciful fate in a way. I just feel sorry for everybody who has to be left behind and all this stuff. And that may not happen either. They may not even care. Nuke something, say I'm supporting it. I mean, I know these people, and they know I know them. That's why they're so freaked out by us. And it's not hard to figure this stuff out once you've studied it, folks. We just happen to have a platform. Let's talk to David in Hawaii, Active Army. Then we'll go to Mike and Joe and Dave. Please, everybody stay there. I'm going to get to all of you. Let's go to David. David, you're on the air. Welcome, sir.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on. 23 years in the military, Army officer. I just want to echo what your last guy said. You're spot on with a lot of this analysis that you're doing. And I just wanted to call and talk about Syria, if that's okay.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're exactly right when you make the conclusion that there's absolutely no logical reason for Assad to use chemicals against his own people, knowing that he could bring the U.S. possibly to come invade his country. It just does not make sense. It's not logical, and it's not something that he would consider unless someone was trying to do what you said, which is set this up for an opportunity to bring us in to try and legitimize us invading Syria. It just doesn't make sense. But what do you think about that?
No, I mean, absolutely. But so here's my question. All the military people I talk to see right through this, but the public doesn't know what planet they're on average. So what do you expect to happen here? Because the word I've got is the reason they haven't already invaded is the average officer does know this is pure evil. But they've already replaced a lot of top brass to go along with this. I mean, Hosni Mubarak was brought in on this plan 4 years ago. It wouldn't do it, so they cooed him. He's like, I'm not going to destabilize the whole thing and commit these evils. And he was a dictator, but not, you know, an overly evil guy. This is, like, really bad. So is there a debate going on in the military about this?
There is, and I think a lot of people are really having the discussion back and forth about it. And I think what they didn't calculate was that Russia was going to take its position and send ships over there to start doing exercises and basically saying, hey, back off. They're our buddies. If you invade, you've got to deal with us. And the Obama administration did not calculate that aspect of it, and he was spot on. He called him on the bluff, and now they're sitting back trying to figure out what we're going to do. And I would also like to throw in here, I think it's a crime. It is an absolute crime that the United States, would be supporting the terrorists that we were fighting and killing in Iraq and Afghanistan who are now supporting the resistance against Assad. That's just a crime, and I can't believe our government would do that. And it pisses me off. And excuse my grandma on TV, on the radio, and it just frustrates me and my friends that we would now turn around and be funneling money and resources to support the very people that are killing.
Absolutely, and it's outrageous. God bless you, sir. We're gonna go to break and come back with who's up next? Dave, and then Joe, and Mike, and Max, and everybody else, folks. This is really evil, and It's super dangerous. Here's the problem. John Corzine was the head of Goldman Sachs. Then he became the governor of New Jersey. He made 40-1 bets with other people's money at MF Global and lost. And you're like, what does that have to do with Assad and this? That's the type of crazies we're dealing with here. They're reckless. They may start a war with Russia. I mean, many analysts I've talked to say we're in more danger of nuclear war than we were back in the so-called Cold War. Because we've got real crazies running our government right now. I mean, they're nuts, ladies and gentlemen.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.